Hi, this is Rick Harmon, and this is part two of our Outlook Express series. This time I'm going to go over how to set up an account and how to send and receive messages. So let's get started. If this is the first time you've used Outlook Express, then you'll need to set up an account with your ISP in order to send and receive messages. If you already have this done, then you can disregard this part of this tutorial, and you can go on to the part where I send and receive messages and all that. So, but right now I'm going to set up a new account. So I have Outlook Express already up and running. Let's see, my chair situated here. Going to Tools menu by hitting Alt T.
Alt T menu, send and receive sub menu. To move through items, press up or down arrow S.
And I'm going to arrow up.
Options dot 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 O. Accounts dot 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 A.
To accounts.
Enter, leaving menus, internet accounts dialog, mail page, accounts list view, zero items. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
And this dialog shows our various accounts that we have set up for news groups, mail, and other things. We're primarily concerned with just our Outlook Express mail account right now, so. If you already had one here, you could up and down arrow through this list, but we don't have anything, so we're going to have to set up a new one. If you had one already, you could tab, you could highlight it, and then you could tab.
Tab, mail tab, to switch pages, press control tab. Tab, add button, to activate, press space tab, import dot dot tab, close button tab, accounts list view, zero items.
Well, it doesn't show up here, but there's a change, since we don't have any, so we're going to have to tab to new.
Shift tab, close shift tab, import shift tab, add button to activate, press space bar, alt plus A.
So I'm going to hit enter here.
Enter, Outlook Express message list view, zero items. Outlook Express message list view, zero items. To move to items, use the arrow keys. Alt tab.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Tab, Outlook Express address book list view, zero items. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
And it went back to Outlook Express for some weird reason. Let me go back in again.
Alt T, menu, options, accounts, dot, enter, leave it tab, mail tab, add button, space, context menu, mail dot dot dot. To navigate, press up or down arrow, M.
And then I'll select mail.
Enter, leaving menus, internet connection wizard dialog, display name, colon, edit, type of text, Alt plus D.
It's asking us for the name we want to use on our email messages, so I'm going to type that in.
R-I-C-K space H-A-R-M-O-N.
I'm going to tab.
Tab, next greater button to activate, press space bar, Alt plus N.
I'm going to press next.
Space, your email address is the address other people use to send email messages to you. Email address colon edit, type of text, Alt plus E.
Here you would put your email address that you want to use. Excuse me.
R-I-C-K-H-A-R-M-O-N at S-B-C-G-L-O-B-A-L-N-E-T. Tab, left back button to add tab, next greater button to
and I go to next.
Space bar, all space, incoming mail, left parent, pop 3, immover HTTP, right parent, server, colon, edit, type of text, Alt plus I.
Now we get to the point that you will need information from your ISP as how to set up the various servers to send and receive email using Outlook Express. If you don't already have these, you'll need to contact your ISP and tell them that you're trying to set up Outlook Express and you need the incoming and outgoing servers for mail, and they'll give those to you. Or you can go on their website and you can generally find the information out there. So here's our first
incoming mail left parent top 3 immgr http right parent server colon edit. Incoming mail left parent top 3 immgr http right parent server colon edit.
And we need to type in our incoming POP3 server name. And I'm going to turn my speech off for this, I think.
Words. Both care none. Outgoing mail left parent SMTP right parent server colon edit type of text alt plus O.
Now I need to type in my outgoing email server.
Less back button to activate next greater button to activate press space bar alt plus N.
Then I tab to next.
If your internet service provider requires you to use secure password authentication left parent bar right parent to access your mail account, select the apostrophe logon using secure password authentication left parent bar right parent apostrophe checkbox account name colon edit requirement type of text alt plus A.
And here you would type in your username for your ISP has given you for email.
N blank. Password colon password edit type of text alt plus P.
Now you can type in your password here if you want Outlook Express to remember it. If not, you can leave it blank and it will be asked of you each time you send and receive email. That's up to you. I put my password in here.
Remember password checkbox checked to clear checkmark press spacebar alt plus W.
That way when it sends and receives email, it'll do it automatically. But if you have other users on the computer, other family members or whatever, you may not want to have your password remembered, and you can just simply not put it in, and you can uncheck the remember password button. Then you'll be prompted for username and password each time you send out new email.
Log on using secure password authentication left parent bar right parent checkbox not checked to check press space bar alt plus.
Most ISPs do not require secure passwords, so we can leave this unchecked. If yours does, then you'll need to check this.
Less back button to act next greater button to activate press space bar alt plus N. Cancel button account name colon edit trick password colon remember password log on using secure password authentication less back button next greater. You have successfully entered all of the information required to set up your account. To save these settings, click finish. Finish button to activate press space bar.
We can click finish.
Internet accounts dialog, mail page, add button to activate press spacebar, alt plus A.
Now I need to go make one more change to my account settings, and you may also, so I'm going to show you how to do that right now.
Remove button, properties, import, export, dot, close button, accounts list view, pop dots, global dot, yahoo dot, net, mail left parent, default right parent, any available, one of one. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
If you select here the account you set up, and I've got mine selected, we'll tab back over to properties.
Mail tab to add button, remove button, properties button to activate, press spacebar.
And then we can hit our spacebar on it.
pop.global.yahoo.net properties dialog general page type the name by which you would like to refer to these servers, for example colon.
And we can go change our settings. This is a multi-tabbed dialog box.
General tab to switch servers tab to switch pages press control tab.
And I need to go in here to servers right now and check something.
My incoming mail server is a read-only edit. POP3, use your reading keys to read the text. All incoming mail left parent POP3 right. T-E-N, period, N-E-T, blank. Outgoing mail left account name colon edit requirements glow password colon pat remember pat log on using secure password authentication checkbox not checked. My server requires authentication checkbox not checked. To check press space bar alt plus V.
Now in my servers tab I've tabbed down to
my server requires authentication checkbox not checked. To check press space bar
my server requires authentication. A lot of ISPs will require this, so you'll want to checkmark this box.
Checked. My server requires authentication checkbox checked.
And how you will know this, you can either ask your ISP whether or not you need it, or if you don't check it and you do need it, when you try to send messages out from Outlook Express, you'll receive an error message back from your ISP saying that the message couldn't be sent. And this is one of the common reasons why. Also, other reasons would be incorrect incoming or outgoing email server information or your username or password's incorrect. So you might have to check all of those if you have problems.
Settings dot dot OK button to activate press space bar.
And that's the only change I needed to make, so I'm going to press OK.
Internet accounts dialog, mail page, properties button to activate, import dot 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 button, export close button to activate, press space bar.
And then I can tap to close.
Outlook Express address book list view, zero items, to move to items use the arrow keys.
And since I've created this for the first time, I'm going to go ahead and close Outlook Express and reopen it just to make sure everything's got set up right.
Start menu, my e-program, open book 7.00, Outlook Express, enter, leaving menus, start button to open, press enter, Outlook Express message list view, zero items, to move to items use the arrow keys. One messages, one unread working online, one new messages.
And apparently I've already gotten a message.
Tab, Outlook
from Express, somebody.
Facebook list view, zero items, to move. Tab, folder list tab, Outlook Express unread, John J. Boyer read colon open source screen readers 11.
And we do have a message there, so you heard the little sound. To manually send and receive messages, you can press your F5 key.
F5, Outlook Express dialog, connecting to pop.global.yahoo.net.authorizing.. Hide button to activate, press spacebar, alt plus H, Outlook Express message list view unread, John J. Boyer.
Okay, and if you didn't choose to have Outlook Express remember your password, you would have been prompted for it there when you pressed F5, but what F5 does is it manually sends and receives messages for you. You can press that anytime you want to see if you have new messages, or if you have Outlook Express already set up in the settings to send and receive messages every so many minutes, you can wait for that. It's your preference, whichever you prefer. I kind of do both. Okay.
One messages, one unread working online.
I'm in my inbox messages list right now, and if I want to send somebody an email message, I can simply press my control key and N.
Control N, new message, to colon edit, type of text.
And I will get a dialog that comes up that will ask me for the information of whom I want to send it to, the subject, and the body text of the email message I want to send.
To colon edit.
Right now it's in the to field, and I can type to who I want to send this to. I'm just going to send myself a message.
RICKHARMON at SBCLOBALERETE tab CC colon edit type of text.
If you need to send this to other people, you can go to the CC field. You can type their email addresses. If you need to do more than one, you separate each address by a semicolon on that line.
tab, subject, colon, edit, type of text.
And I'm going to type in a subject.
T-E-S-T. Tab, edit.
And now I'm in the body of my email message, and I can start typing my email message to the person.
H-I-R-I-C-K, comma, and enter. T-H-I-S-B-I. S space A space E S E space N E S S A G E period enter enter R I C A enter.
Okay. Now if I want to look at this message before I send it out, I can hit Control Home to go to the top.
Top of file, high read.
Or I can use my up and down arrow keys, whatever. I'm going to do a say all.
High read, this is a test message, read.
And there is my message. If you shift tab,
shift tab, subject, colon, edit, test, type
you can
of text.
Go back up to the subject,
shift tab, cc, colon, edit,
the cc,
shift tab, to colon, edit, requirements, global, shift tab, edit.
Okay. If I'm happy with this message and I want to go ahead and send it out, I can press Alt and S.
Alt S, Outlook Express Message List View Unread John J. Boyer Read Colon Open Source Screen Readers 11/15/2006/2:41 p.m. 1 of 1. To move to items you...
Okay, instead of waiting our 5 minutes that I've got to set up, I'm going to go ahead and press the F5 key to send and receive email.
F5, Outlook Express. Outlook Express message list.
And you heard the little doot doot. That's my sound saying I have a message.
Unread Rick Harmon test 11/15/2006/2:50 p.m.
And you hear it says unread. And it says Rick Harmon. It says test. It says the date and time. If you arrow up.
Unread John J. Boyer recall and open source.
There's my other message that I have.
15 unread Rick Harmon test 11/15/2000.
So you select whichever message you want to read by using your up and down arrow keys, and then you hit enter on it.
Enter from colon Rick Harmon subject colon test page has 0 links. Hi Rick, this is a test message. Rick.
And there you go. You can either hit escape to get out of this, or you can press delete to delete this message.
Escape, Outlook Express message list view requirement test 11/15/2006/2:50 p.m. 2 of 2. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
And you see I have 2 messages in my inbox right now.
2 messages, 1 unread working online.
And I just hit my status bar information, my insert page, my insert numpad 3 to see how many messages I had. I can tab around.
Tab, Outlook Express address book list view, 0 items. Tab, folder list review, inbox 1 of 5. To move through or expand items, use the arrow keys.
And if I arrow down here in my folders,
outbox, send items. 1 messages, 0 unread working online.
See, I have 1 message. I hit my insert numpad 3 to see how many messages were in this folder. I can tab into the folder.
Tab, Outlook Express message list viewer carmen at global.net test 11/15/2006/2:51.
And here is a copy of the message I sent myself.
To move to item.
As I said, I have this set up. Whenever I send a message, a copy of it gets put into the sent items folder. If I want to get rid of this, I can simply press delete on it.
Message deleted. Outlook Express message list 0 messages.
And now I have 0 messages in my sent folder.
Shift tab, folder list review, sent items, 3 of 5. To move deleted items.
And if I hit insert numpad 3.
1 messages, 0 unread working online.
Now it's in my deleted. If I want to empty out my deleted items at any time, I can either tab into the deleted items list and hit delete on them one by one and verify that I want to permanently delete them. Or, while in my folder list, if I hit my Applications key on the deleted items,
Applications context menu open to navigate empty apostrophe deleted items folder E.
And I arrow down to empty and press enter.
Enter, leaving menus Outlook Express dialog. Are you sure you want to permanently delete the contents of the apostrophe deleted items folder? No button to yes button to activate. Press
I tell it yes.
Plus enter. Folder list review. Deleted items 4 of 5. 0 messages. 0 unread working online.
And I see I have 0 messages now. What I want to tell you about your deleted items with Outlook Express, even though you have deleted your deleted items folder, the messages technically still exist. What you need to do every so often to totally permanently empty this is you need to compact your folders. What this does is it takes your deleted items and it marks them permanently deleted and they'll go away. If you don't do this every so often, you may show that you have 0 items in your deleted folder, but your deleted folder is going to keep growing and growing and growing, and at some point, you know, if you don't have a lot of hard disk space, you could potentially run out. Here's how you compact files and folders. Press Alt F to get to the Files menu.
Alt F menu, new sub menu to move through items. Press up or down arrow and new.
You can arrow down.
Open Control, save as dot, save it, save as state folder sub menu F.
Go to the folder sub menu or you can press F.
Enter.
Hit new Enter.
Dot, dot, control plus Shift plus E unavailable and move dot 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 rename dot dot delete unavailable D. Compact C.
You can go down to
Compact all folders F.
Compact all folders and press enter.
Enter, leaving menus, folder list review, deleted items 4 of 5 to move through or expand items use the arrow keys.
And what that does is it just tidies everything up, gets rid of everything permanently, and empties the folder completely out. Okay. We've sent and received a message. We've tidied up our folders. We've emptied items out of our sent folder into the deleted folder. We've emptied our deleted folder out. I've showed you how to compact your folders to keep them tidy. Let's go back up to our inbox.
Sent item, outbox, inbox, 1 unread. Tab, Outlook Express message list view requirement test 11.
And you notice when we went up to the inbox, it said there was 1 unread.
Requirement test 11/15/2000.
Since we've read this message already, it's not saying that it's unread, so it has been read. If I arrow up,
unread, John J. Boyer, read colon open source.
Scooter, you'll see that this message still has been not read. And it will be labeled as unread. So that's one way you can tell if a message has been read and a message has not been read by that status.
Rick Harmon, test 11/15/2006, 2:50 p.m.
Let's say you've received a message from somebody and you've read it. Maybe you want to do something else with it besides just delete it. If you hit your Applications key on any message in the message box,
Applications context menu open to navigate,
you'll get a number of options. One of them is to open it.
Print unavailable E.
You can print it.
Reply to sender S.
You can reply back to the person that sent it to you and send them a message back.
Reply to all A. Forward F.
You can forward it on to another person.
Forward as attachment W. Mark as read unavailable K. Mark as unread N. Move to folder dot 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 V.
If you had another folder set up that you might want to, and I'll go over this in a later segment, you could move messages you want to keep into another folder instead of the inbox.
Copy to folder dot 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 C. Delete D. Add sender to address book B.
You can add the sender to your address book. You as
delete
you
D.
can delete it.
Add sender properties R. Open O.
And it's just one way you can do other things with this message. If I hit escape,
leaving menus, Outlook, Express Message, list view,
there's some shortcuts that you can also use. I'm going to open this message.
Enter. From colon Rick Harmon, subject colon test, page has 0 links. Hi Rick, this is a test message, Rick.
If I wanted to reply to this message, there's a shortcut key to do that. I can hit Control and R.
Control R, edit.
And I'm in the body of my email message. I can type a new message to reply back to the person. I can say
H I space R I C K comma and enter A O double space E space Y U space O I N G question enter R I C K enter.
Okay, I've typed a message in here. I'm going to hit Control Home.
Top of file, hi Rick.
And I'm going to read this.
Hi Rick, how are you doing, Rick? --- original message --- from colon Rick Harmon to colon Rick Harmon at global.net sent colon Wednesday, November 15th. 2006 2:51 p.m. subject colon test. Hi Rick, this is a test message.
And you see, not only do I have the reply that I'm sending back to the person, but I have the original message also. And you can change this in your settings, as I showed you in the earlier segment, that you can either have these original messages in the message or not in the message by just setting the setting in your settings in your tools menu under options. And so I'm ready to send this, so I can press Alt S to send.
Alt S, Outlook Express Message List View Rick Harmon Test 11/15. Unread, Richard Thomas, recall SQL 2.
And I'm already getting some messages back. I'm going to press F5.
F5, Outlook Express Dialog.
To send and receive messages.
Globe unread, Rick Harmon, recall test 11/15.
And here's my message back.
3:01 p.m.
So I can press Enter on it to read it.
Enter. From colon Rick Harmon, subject colon re colon test, page has 2 links. Hi Rick, how are you doing? Rick block quote --- original message --- from colon.
And then there's my original message. I'm going to stop. Okay, say I had this message that I just read and I liked it and I want to forward this to somebody else. I don't want to necessarily reply back to myself or back to not to myself, but the person that sent it to me. So if I want to forward it on to a totally different person, I can press Control and F to forward.
Control F to colon edit type of text.
And I'm going to be asked in my to field who I want to send it to. And I'm just going to type my address in just for this demonstration, but you would type in whomever's address you wanted to forward this message to.
RICKAARON at SBCGLOBAL.NET tab CC tab subject colon edit FW colon test type of text.
Now you see our subject has changed and it says FW colon in our subject. That means it's a forwarded message. If I tab into our body,
tab edit,
you can type in a message here.
Comma, enter, colon, space, E-H, O-U-G-H, T, space, Y-O-U-R, R, space, O-U-L-D, spell, I-K-E, space, O, space, E, space, E-A-I-S, period, enter, R-I-C-K, enter.
Okay, and I'm going to go to the top and read this.
Top of file, hi, I thought you would like to see this, Rick. --- original message --- from colon Rick Harmon to colon Rick Harmon.
And then you'll see your original messages also if they're there. So I'm going to go ahead and Alt S to send this.
Alt S, Outlook Express Message List View Rick Harmon re colon test 11/15/2005.
And I'm going to F5 to send and receive messages.
To pop.global.yahoo.net.authorizing.. Hi button to activate press space bar. Alt plus H. Outlook Express Message List View Rick Harmon re colon test.
And remember, you don't have to press F5 to send and receive messages if you already have Outlook Express set up to send and receive automatically for you every so many minutes. You just press F5 when you manually want to send and receive your messages. And I'm just doing this right now, so we don't have to wait. The
Outlook Express message list viewer Rick Harmon re colon test 11 unread Rick Harmon FW colon test 11/15.
And here's our new message
6:04 p.m.
And you see it says on it FW, that means forward. If I arrow up once,
Rick Harmon re colon test 11/15/2.
See how it says Rick Harmon re colon? That means that that is a reply.
Unread, Richard Thomas, Rick Harmon, test 11/15/2000.
And there's our original message. And it doesn't have a re or an FW on it, so it's our original message. It's not a reply, it's not a forward. Okay, and then I can tidy up here.
Unread, John, Rick Harmon, test.
I can delete.
Rick Harmon, re-poll.
Delete.
Unread, Rick Harmon, FW.
I can delete that.
Unread, Richard Thomas, re-poll.
And I can shift tab to go back
shift tab,
folder to my list, folders list.
Outbox, send items, two messages, zero unread, working online.
And I have a couple messages in here.
Tab, Rick Harmon, re-poll and test, 11,
I can delete 15, these out.
2006.
If you want to clear everything out of a folder and delete it, you can just do a select all, which is Control A.
Selected. Rick Harmon, re-poll and test 11/15.
And you can press your delete key.
Message deleted. Zero messages.
Now I have zero messages.
Shift deleted items. One unread.
Okay. Now my deleted items.
Five messages. One unread, working online.
There's five messages in there. One of them I chose not to read, so it's still marked as unread. I can either go in here.
Tab, Outlook Express message list view unread, Rick Harmon FW.
I can delete these permanently by either deleting each one of them one by one by pressing the delete key on them. I can do a select all as a Control A and a delete all of them. It's going to ask me if I permanently want to, and I can tell it yes. Or I can go back out to my folders.
Shift tab, folder list preview, deleted items.
Press my applications key on my deleted items folder.
Applications context menu open to navigate empty.
Arrow down to empty.
E, enter, leaving menus up. Yes button.
Tell it yes.
Space, folder list preview.
And
zero messages, zero unread.
I have zero messages now. And again, you can compact your files at any point if you want. Outlook Express will generally tell you every so often to do this. But if you do an Alt F for files, F for folders,
Control plus Shift plus E unavailable, N,
and F again to compact all.
F, leaving menus 11%, 100%. Folder list preview, deleted items 4 of 5 to move through or expand.
And you don't need to do the compact all folders every single time you send a message. Just, you know, every week or two or whatever. You know, it's just a good idea, especially if you get hundreds and hundreds of messages a day or a week. You know, it's a good idea to do that. Okay, so we've talked about sending and receiving messages, responding to a message, forwarding a message, deleting your messages, and permanently deleting them out of your deleted items. And we've showed you how to compact files and folders. So that's pretty much it for this segment. In our next segment, I'll get a little more involved, and I think I'm going to go into our address book, and I'm going to show you how to create new folders to put your messages into, if you want to keep certain messages for future reference. And I'm also going to show you how to make some mail rules to automate moving these messages automatically to the folders you want them to go to when you receive them. So that concludes this segment of Outlook Express. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time.